Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of the hangout. Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt, President and CEO of Development Specialist, Inc., DSI.biz is his website. He's a global problem solver, he and his company. Hey, Bill, and a political, very well-connected political operative. Hey, Bill, I want to move over and talk about a state issue, specifically Georgia. When I think about the fact that both of, uncharacteristically in other states, both Georgia senators are up for re-election at the same time, and in 2020, both of those results of those elections could not only change the leadership situation in the Senate, but completely change the dynamic of power in Washington. And it all comes down to a January 4th, I think, election for both of them. And my only question is, does God have a sense of humor or what? What do you think?
Apparently. You know, obviously, one of the seats is up for regular election. The other seat is up because Isaacson had health problems and had to resign.
Right, but regardless, but that's part of the God thing. That's the God thing for some reason.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, go ahead. I think it is humor. I think it is funny, and I think historically, I'm thinking that's an uphill climb for the Democrats, to be honest with you, with those two seats. But you know, they'll give it a go. Obviously, Atlanta and Georgia have changed remarkably over the last 30 years, and the votes coming in from the northern part of the state and from the southeastern part of the state, which has become a shelter for a lot of, you know, retired New Yorkers and New Englanders, you know, yeah. and the rest of it.
Well, Georgia's becoming Colorado. Georgia and North Carolina is becoming Colorado and Arizona.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's not a hard thing to say. And interestingly enough, Wisconsin and Michigan and certainly Ohio are becoming Georgia. You know, I mean, so there are demographic changes going in both directions, depending on the state you go to.
Well, if you had to call the election right now, what would you say?
I think it's looking at the voting totals that came in, both Ossoff and certainly Warnoff underperformed by a great deal, which does not bode well for the special election. Mm-hmm. I would think that right now, those seats are—they're not safe Republican, but they lean Republican. Let's put it that way.
So right now there are what, 49 Republican and 48 Democrat? Is that right so far? That's been called. What is the number?
Yeah, basically, you got two left to go. Those two will give the Republicans, a majority in the Senate, obviously, which is what McConnell.
Does the 48 Democrat include Sanders? They do.
Yes.
It does.
And it also includes another independent, which is Angus, you know, what's his name,
right,
out of Maine.
So 49, but 49 and 48 don't. So it's
49 and 40. It's 49 and 49. I think at this point.
Yeah, at this point it is, right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
if they split, it'll be 50-50, which means Kamala.
No. If they split, it won't be 50. If they split, the Democrats only have 48. They need to take both of these to get to 50.
They need both. They need both.
If it
splits, the Republicans have a firewall.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not one to handicap races all the time.
Right.
But I think it's an uphill climb for the Democrats.
What do you think about the people who are saying, let's do whatever we can to make sure the Republicans don't win, up to and including I'll move my residence there and vote Democrat? What do you think? What do you say to
that?
Well,
you can't. I mean, at this point, you can't move your residence. I mean, you're within too much. You're too close to the election.
But the fact that people are saying that, doesn't that?
Well, people are saying a lot of things, okay? But the fact of the matter is, if you look at the vote totals in Georgia, when you look at what Ossoff got, for example, in Warnoff, you realize that Biden ran ahead of those two guys. In other words, there were people in Georgia who were going to vote against Trump. I'm going to phrase it that way. But who were happy in the Republican Party that they called home and they voted for Perdue or you know, and so it tells you this election, as we were discussing earlier, was really about Trump in many cases. And you see that in the undervote, if you will, for Ossoff.
There were people who did not do the poll. They went in and picked and chose and
you know, it's almost impossible. The party line voting, the one pull, is almost impossible these days, as you know. The machines don't do that anymore.
Yeah, but you can mark it. You can mark the top of the ballot with your little pen if you want to.
In some states you can, but when you ask me about the election, that I think is the saving grace. There are people who go into the voting booth and they think about these races. I mean, there's always a loss of some votes down ticket because people get tired of, you know, filling out all of it. But the fact of the matter is, those people who vote, you know, Biden in one case and then Perdue in another, we're talking about an educated electorate. I mean, I may not agree, and you may not agree with all of their ballots, but they took their time to discharge their duty as a citizen responsible, and you can't fault them for it.
Do you think one last quick question? It's a trick question. Do you think the media treated Biden as the same way they treated Trump in terms of fair questions and the way they asked, the way they approached it?
Well, I think it depends on who you listen to. Fox certainly was tougher on. I mean, the problem is when you and I were younger, we had three networks, Walter Cronkite and the others, and you could measure it. Everybody now speaks to their own outlet. You've got Newsmax
Do you think the mainstream media put enough pressure and ask enough hard questions of Biden the same way they did Trump?
Tell me who the mainstream. Fox has the most viewers. Are they the mainstream media?
Well,
they have more viewers than CBS.
As I reported earlier, it's now all called just the media. It's not even mainstream media. With the assimilation of Fox and the Post and Wall Street Journal. We'll come back after the break and talk about going forward. What's the Harris-Biden administration going to look like?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.